Pelham Fire Chief James Midgley remembers seeing what he describes as a mushroom cloud coming from behind a residence where 13 people were injured 2 years ago. Then on July 4th this year, just around the corner, another fireworks accident injured 2 people. And the common thread, says Midgley, is reloadable mortars.
This is 2 incidents in my little town alone. I've got 15 people who have been injured by these devices. I think statistically, we've now got the information to say that these are probably a bad device and a dangerous device.
Last weekend's accident happened when a mortar shell was placed into a tube upside down. One man severely injured his hand, and another suffered minor burns on his legs. Midgley says he considers reloadable shells to be like small hand grenades, and he'd like to see legislation reintroduced that would ban reloadable mortars. Similar bills failed in the last legislative session. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.